My wife has said I only want her for sex. How do I help heal the wound and eventually get sex back on track? Now, one thing I want to tell you, I told my my sweetheart this, who's on the other end of this camera here, by the way, as she grins. I got an email years ago from a lady who said, I read everything you talk about and I agree with it mostly, but the one thing my husband doesn't understand is that I constantly feel that I could leave my breasts and my vagina in the bed and go get a cup of coffee and he would never know I left the room. I feel like this all the time. That might be your wife. And I was talking to Shanna about that on the way out here. What's it feel like in a woman's body when she feels like that's all we care about? It feels like you're not a partnership. It feels like you are using her. You're taking advantage of her. She feels objectified, like the only thing she is valuable for to you is for sexual gratification. And the truth is, a lot of us can act like that. A lot of us can get so hepped up and turned on, and all we want is our need to get met. The way it comes across to our women is that all we want them for is sex. Now, you and I know that's not true. We know that the act of sex, and especially afterwards, there's this thing that us guys feel that is more connection, more appreciated, more loved. We know that that's what we get out of it, but that isn't her motivation for giving you sex. Her motivation for giving you sex is when she feels relaxed, appreciated, loved, adored, and emotionally safe. And so if you've had an argument recently, or she's felt criticized or belittled, you can guarantee that she's not going to be in the mood for sex. So how do I help heal the wound and get it back on track? The first thing I say is take this time clock out of your chest that says it should happen in 60 or 90 days. I know 60 or 90 days is 2 or 3 months. And because you've been spending 15 to 20 years getting this program running the way it is, it's going to take quite a while to unwind it. I don't know for sure that there's anything you can do to make her want to have sex with you. You cannot negotiate desire. You can make her have sex and she can make herself have sex, but she can't make herself want to have sex. And you can't make her want it either. So one thing you have to do is slow down and realize that the desire formula, the recipe for desire, is going to be more time, more distance, more adventure, more mystery, more polarity, and more patience on your side. And it's going to be a hell of a lot longer than 60 or 90 days. And when you get that clock going tick tock in your chest, tick tock, that's the tick tock of desire. It's slow, it's measured, it's patient, and it's not needy. She'll be a lot more quick to heal the wound of feeling objectified to you and maybe trust you again. We can talk later about what if you go 3 years and this still isn't working. That's a different conversation. There is a decision to be made at some point. If you've been as good as you know you can possibly be, and you're facing 30 years of a relationship with zero sex, that's a totally different question than the one you asked. So I won't answer that one right now.